Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodhi, and I am your host, and I have a special guest, probably the most specialist guest I've ever had, and her name is Leo.
Oh, you got me.
So I am joined today on my single-person desk that I've had to share. I'm sharing a workspace with Sierra, who is living with us for a couple of weeks. A week?
That's me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a week and 4 days.
Got it. And we have Cleo, her purebred, non-appreciative, not as appreciative as a rescue dog.
Yeah. It's just not fair.
Sierra got shamed at the Starbucks from a guy who thought that she should have a rescue dog instead of a dog she actually paid for. I'll fill a little time. Could you let her out? Because she does, or just open the door so she doesn't scratch the door.
Yep.
Thank you.
Shelter dog wouldn't do that.
Yeah, shelter dog wouldn't do that. Anyways, it's Thanksgiving and Sierra and I are hanging out. We've got our computers on the same desk. So I thought, hey, let's go ahead and do a podcast together. And she agreed. So I'm very lucky to have her here.
I'm so happy to be here. I just have to give a little disclaimer that I'm not here to really add any value, but just to spice things up a little bit, you know, like insert some uneducated opinions here and there. And yeah, just kind of be maybe an echo chamber at times for Bodhi, or here to say something controversial that'll kind of make him uncomfortable every once in a while. So that's really the role I hope to play in today's episode. Thank you for asking.
Did you really want to play the game of going to an uncomfortable place? Because I feel confident that I can win.
That's okay.
So one of the things that Sierra and Brad, who's been on the show before, one of the things that we did was Sierra and Brad put together an ad pitch for the podcast. So doing social media ads. It was on a Zoom call because they weren't here. They were out of state. And we filmed it. And then, not filmed it, I guess we just recorded it.
A little Zoom style.
Yeah. And then we posted it. And it's right now it's on patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com. And by the time you listen to this, it'll be available for anyone who wants to go and listen. So if you're not a Patreon supporter, I've made it exclusive for 3 days for the Patreon group. And then after that, anybody can go and view it. So it's patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com if you're interested in such things. And Sierra, would you like to throw out your appreciation? Because we've already got feedback from James, Ian, and Dale.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for a little bit more background, we put together about 30 different ad ideas, ranging from like really horrible and offensive to maybe an okay idea. And yeah, we put this together in this whole pitch deck and we got some really good feedback so far. Who is it? Ian and or Dale?
Ian, James, and Dale so far.
Yes. They, for example, really liked the ad idea of saying that Kilowatt is like when a cat hears a mouse getting murdered. Wait, hold on. Back it up. Kilowatt for Tesla enthusiasts is like hearing a mouse get murdered to a cat. Not for everyone, but you know what? You just have to go on.
You're doing so great. No, it's good.
We might have to start over.
No, we're good.
So bad.
We're rolling through.
Anyway, the point is that these are not your average ads. These are all really off the wall and dumb. And I think pretty entertaining. So definitely worth going on Patreon for, if you ask me.
Yes. And you don't have to. It's not like you don't have to subscribe or anything to watch this video. But it's up there for free. So just shows you know. All right. Let's see. Oh, you know what? I actually had a little bit of time today. Sierra and my wife and the kids, they went for a walk. And I hung out and kind of cleaned up around the house while they were gone. And I mean, a humble brag, whatever. And I was actually able to listen to James's podcast, True North EVs, and I want to give a shout out, let's go that way, to Winnipeg Hyundai, because apparently they treated him right, and I appreciate that. So if you're in the Manitoba, Winnipeg area, and you want a Kona EV, go there, because their service department is top notch, according to James, and I believe him, so. All right. We have some Patreon exclusive content today that Sierra and I are going to record. In addition to, it's not going to be too serious, as you could probably imagine. We're going to talk about the Rivian Configurator and the Tesla Roadster colors. But before we do that, we are going to get to the news. Are you ready, Sierra, for the news?
I'm ready.
Okay. Rivian sells out of its reservations, not technically out of the truck, but out of the reservations for the initial release of the R1T. It's also known as the Launch Edition, which, you know, maybe they can. It's not a very exciting name, the Launch Edition. But for the privilege of handing over $70,000 on a brand new truck, $70,000+ on a brand new truck that nobody's ever driven before, you get some special badging and a limited edition launch green color option.
Like the color of the truck?
Yeah.
Is green?
Uh-huh.
That's fun. Wait, so to reserve it, you have to put down the $70,000?
You have to put down $1,000, and then that gives you the right to purchase a $70,000 vehicle.
Okay, $1,000 is still a lot, because Tesla is only like $100 and you got yourself a reservation.
Initially, it was $1,000, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What color is this launch green? Are we talking like army green, lime green?
You know what? We're going to get into that in the Patreon exclusive. Okay. Don't want to be like that. hold on. I don't know if I can airdrop you. Let me see. Fill some time. No, you're not going to fill any time. Okay, that's fine.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
I'll look it up and talk at the same time. Thank you.
I didn't realize. I kind of assume this is like a piece you would like cut out or something.
No, but I try not. I mean, it's so hard to.
Oh, you try to just like go through it, push through
as much as possible, because it really does take a lot of time to edit this thing.
What like, about, have you used Descript?
Yes.
This is our portion. This is, it's time for the unsolicited, unpaid ad that inevitably comes up in every podcast. But Descript is a really interesting editing software. Really incredible AI is part of it, where it actually will create a transcript of everything you're saying, and you can delete words from the transcript, and it automatically cuts the video for you.
Okay, we're good. I got it.
It is awesome.
Just walk around this corner, and I'll show it to you.
Check out Descript. Oh, okay. I could do that.
Thanks for reading the ad. Okay, so Sierra's walking around the desk. This is it is like an army green.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about this. Actually, I'll save
it. That is interesting. Like, wait, I'm gonna go back.
Go back to your side.
Yeah, I do think at first I was like, that's dumb. Like, what? You know, a green color. But it is kind of cool. Like, if you see another one, you're like, oh, you are part of the like OG crew, you know?
If like, you wanted green, because you can still get any of the other colors.
Yeah. And I guess that anyone could wrap their car in that color. So maybe it's not that exclusive. But I just like the idea of like a symbol of like loyalty from the beginning. You know how like there's YouTubers and you're like, oh, I was there before 10K. Like that's what that launch green means to the Rivian community. And that's kind of cool. I like that as like a marketing technique, you know? Okay.
Well, you are in marketing.
I am. So that was valuable insight there.
It was. Worth twice the weight of a normal person.
Yeah. Inside. Oh, for sure.
Okay. Let's see here. So let's move on to Lucid Motors. Interesting fact, and everybody knows this because I say it almost as often as I say other things on this podcast, but Sierra and I flew from Arizona to Monterey, and we went and met with these folks. And Sierra, how nice were these people?
They were very nice. Also, I feel like we have to say this was a couple of years ago, not during COVID times.
No.
Just a disclaimer. I don't want to get canceled.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
But yeah, they were super nice. You got like a high up person to sit down and talk to you, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, he's really high now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to Steve Jobs.
His name was Zach. Anyway, the Lucid Motors has released the name of their most affordable model, the Lucid Pure. It'll be available in 2020, maybe.
Pure? I hate that name.
I know. That's what I thought. It's so terrible.
I'm disgusted. Like looking at that name.
Did you? And it's going to start at $69,900. But the name Lucid Pure, I mean, forget that we're living in a time of like racial unrest. It's just a terrible name. And then you combine that with what we're dealing with socially in the United States. It's very tone deaf, I think, on Lucid's part.
Yeah, it just grosses me out.
But I'm sure they mean like pure air, you know, yeah. Like this is a clean vehicle. Huh. But it just, it doesn't, it's not a, it, even when you look at it and the badging or, in the, or on the website, it looks ugly. Just the name, the not the car. The car is beautiful, but the name is just not. I feel like this is going to be a misstep and they'll end up renaming it before too long.
Yeah, prediction. I'll totally put money on that.
Now, speaking of Lucid Motors and the Lucid Air, let's talk about the Model S, which is, you know, equivalent to Lucid Air. They have increased the range from 402 to 409 miles.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, it's only nothing. 7 miles. That no, made it's the a news? Lot.
7 miles?
Here's why it's a lot. Well, it made the news because it said that it beat the Lucid Air's range. But on the top end, Lucid is like, we'll get 500 miles out of this car, which I don't believe.
Hmm.
But that's why it made the news. But it's always interesting when, like, when you buy an ICE vehicle, the range just continues to go down. When you buy a Tesla, the range just continues to climb up.
Yeah, that is cool.
So that's why I put it in there. And it's fast.
I just wish it was like more than 7 mile difference, you know?
Yeah, I mean, any increase in range is a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's making your car better. I mean, you're a Tesla hater, so I'll defend them since you hate them.
Slander. I love Tesla.
Let's talk about some Tesla recalls, which was a big topic at our Thanksgiving dinner today. Tesla's recalling 437 Model Ys due to a steering wheel bolt issue. Apparently, they're not able to confirm whether the front upper control arm was properly fastened to the steering knuckle. Now, Sierra, do you know what that means?
No.
I don't either.
What is a steering knuckle?
I believe that's where it drops down and you can actually turn the wheels from the steering
wheel. But what is the Urban Dictionary definition of steering knuckle?
I don't know, but let's not look.
Okay.
Sierra and I had a podcast for a very short amount of time called Apple Butter, and then you look at the Urban Dictionary definition, and that we had to stop.
We changed the name.
Yeah. Anyway, if you owned a, or if you currently own a Model Y with the production dates of 8/28/2020 or November 6, 2020, you may be called in for a recall. But there's no evidence of this causing any accidents, so that's good.
Okay. Then, yeah, that's not so bad. Like, when you hear car recall, you kind of assume that, like, some bad things have gone down, you know? Same thing when you hear about, like, a crib recall. Oops. Like, yikes, you know?
It's very dark, Sierra.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's not that many things that, like, oh, if they get recalled, it's, like, a really big deal. But, like, cars are totally one of them, you know?
I don't think this is on the same
as level baby as a crib. No. Oh, I do.
Jesus, no.
What? People you could, put their you lives could, in a yeah, crib but, and a car are so similar when you think about no, like liability.
Because a crib recall is very likely because a baby either died or was seriously injured.
Yeah.
That doesn't always translate to why cars are recalled.
That's fair. But I also think that they're both, I think cars are typically a lot more dangerous and they can like impact a lot more lives.
Are you channeling Brad? This is a Brad argument.
No, anyway, I just think that cars, when they're recalled, I like assume that some really bad things have happened. Maybe that's a bad assumption. They're kind of in the same category of like things you don't want to get recalled.
Right. No, I get you. I don't think we're on board with like, anybody getting hurt, especially babies. I just you brought this to a very strange place. What I'm saying is, and I'm trying to dig out of it, is that a recall for a vehicle can be because it's a safety issue, but no one's actually been hurt from the safety issue. On the other side, the recall from a crib could also be from a safety issue, but is most likely because an infant has been killed or hurt, which I do not want to celebrate on this show.
Well, obviously nobody wants to celebrate that.
No.
Okay, we gotta move on.
Just saying.
I knew this would happen.
No, it's fine. It's fine. moving on. I don't think that's what you're saying. I'm just so you know. Okay. But it's not the same thing.
Well, we'll let the listeners decide.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure. Next article. California is shutting down because of COVID, but this time Tesla employees are deemed as essential workers, so they won't have to shut down the Tesla plants. And now that, you know, we've talked about this, I really hope that everybody stays safe and continues the social distance, because honestly, all of that, like Sierra is traveling around because she lives in that area, and I mean, they can't basically do anything there. That's why they're here.
Yeah. This is interesting. I don't know if we want to get into Elon's whole view on COVID. I don't know if this is the time.
We already talked about it last week.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Yeah. I hope everyone stays safe, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the right thing to do, but yeah.
Staying safe?
No, it is. But Tesla.
Your record on safety is really low.
No. But I mean, I don't know if it's the right thing to do for the factory to stay open. I'll be right back.
Okay, thank you. I don't know where you're going. Let's see. Next story. Elon mentioned that Tesla may be building a small EV hatchback for the European market. And to this I say, of course they will, because by European standards, the Model 3 is still a sizable vehicle. And this is also a weird humble brag, but my wife and I were in Siena like a long time ago, right before we kidnapped Sierra. And we were in this little parking lot, and we had rented a teeny tiny hatchback car. And the parking space was so tight that my wife had to get out of the car and guide me into the spot. And then I had to crawl out the back through the rear hatch of the car. And this wasn't just like a stupid American thing that we did. The parking spaces were just that tight. Like, there was no room. And then everybody else was doing it. So we were like, okay, well, we'll do it too. Nobody got mad at us, as far as we know. So, yeah, that's was. Awesome. Do you have any terrible thing to say about Europeans, small EV hatchbacks? Siena.
Thinking about it. Colosseum. No, that's different.
It's a different place. Spot. Kids will tell you.
Okay, yeah. It's like Rome or something.
Right.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay, good. Let's talk about Australia, because I read an article that Australia is taxing residents for buying fuel-efficient vehicles or EVs. So, if you were to rank all the countries that listen to this podcast, Australia is ranked number 4 in terms of downloads, right?
That's really cool.
Thank you. Can someone in Australia please email me and shed some light on this? Because I happen to know, first of all, Australians love podcasts, because all of the podcasters that I know, Australia is always like within the top 2 or 3 or 4.
Interesting.
Yeah, like Australians love podcasts, but I want to know, is this true? And can you shed some like light? Because it sounds like we're making a big deal out of nothing over here.
I'm also shocked that Australians will seek out accents that aren't their own to listen to. Like, why would you listen to any other accent when you're used to the beautiful Australian ones? I'd also like someone email you and shed some light on that, please.
Okay. Is that a thing?
I love their accents.
Really?
Totally. But maybe there aren't any like Tesla podcasts by Australians. And maybe we should release a second version doing the exact same things but in an Australian accent.
Could you give me your best Australian accent?
Elon Musk says COVID is silly.
That's not Australian.
Oh. Crikey's.
No, we're done.
Oh, no, okay. Is that bad?
Oh, no, Craigie's probably fine.
Okay, good.
The actual accent is terrible.
It's just on the spot. It's a little bit difficult, but.
You know, I had an app once called Flit, and that a friend of mine, we put together and wrote it. And I won't go into the app, but Sierra did the instructional video. in a British accent, and everybody thought it was amazing.
What? I did that?
Yeah, remember?
No.
Remember, it was like really hot in the house, and I was like, we didn't have any sort of recording equipment or soundproofing, and it was all tile, and I made you record underneath this big heavy blanket.
Oh, okay, this does sound familiar. I try to like block out those kinds of traumatic experiences, but that was, yeah, I do kind of remember.
Yeah, no, there was lots of comments on it.
That's funny. We should find that.
Oh, yeah, it's probably still on YouTube. We can look at it later. Moving on, final story. Researchers at KU Leuven in Belgium, they have hacked the Model X. And this isn't a really creative hack, to be honest, because people have been doing this for a long time. They just did it in a little bit of a different way. So they went and purchased a control unit from a salvaged Model X. And then they hooked the control unit up to a Raspberry Pi. And then they took this very bulky but effective tool, and they were able to intercept radio waves from the Tesla key fob to the Model X. So this particular thing is not unusual. Like this particular hack has happened before, but they were able to manipulate something within that handshake, and they were able to, because it's supposed to be encrypted as far as they know, they were able to, with this control unit and the Raspberry Pi, they were able to actually steal that information and then use it to unlock the Model X.
That's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, but you can do that with any car.
Yeah, but not any car has the software that makes decisions on the road for you, you know?
Two different devices, though.
Yeah, but like, is this... If they can do this, is this just practice? Is this just the beginning? Sounds like a slippery slope that you're going to have no control going down because your car got hacked.
You must really miss Brad.
Yeah, I do sound just like I just think that's scary is all.
No, it is scary, but it's more so like if you were to get out of your car and you hit the button to lock it or whatever on a normal car, then... somebody just say something.
Oh, that was Cleo. She whined. Oh. It did sound pretty human-like, though.
Oh, yeah, it was kind of freaking me out a little bit. Anyway, it's dark and it's scary in the house. This can happen to any car. It's basically they steal the code to be able to open it up and get into it. Mm. And they probably can't drive anywhere, but they can steal stuff or whatever.
Not yet.
Well, fortunately for you, the researchers said that they needed to be within 5 meters for this to work effectively. I'm imagining that you wouldn't be able to be like sitting in your car because you have that all of that metal around you. And I wouldn't worry too much just in general, but Tesla has been made aware of the issue and they patched it. And then they gave the team bug bounty. You want to guess? Are you looking at the notes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to guess $5,500.
You would be correct. They gave the researchers $5,500. That is awesome. Such a little amount. I mean, when I read about it, I was like, oh, this is like a $25,000, $30,000 bug. Okay. But $5,500 is a really small amount of money for a bug bounty, I think.
Yeah.
Especially on this level. But,
They're like, we gave them some masks for when we force them to come into work. That's their prize.
Yeah. I think this is where we end the show today.
Okay.
So I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. If you want to email me, you can do so at Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. And if you have some sort of complaint about Sierra, please email me with the subject line complaint Sierra. And it's Bodie again, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital. And I will forward those on to her.
Yes. The more hate mail, the better, really. It'll make me feel relevant. Thank you.
It's a popular thing. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at 918digital. And you can follow me there. And I want to hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving that lives in the U.S. And I think Australia has Thanksgiving now. Everybody who celebrates Thanksgivings, I hope you had a great one. And Sierra hopes you had a horrible one.